1. Urantian Trinity Concepts. The first Urantian revelation leading to the comprehension of the Paradise Trinity was made by the staff of Prince Caligastia about 500,000 years ago. This earliest Trinity concept was lost to the world in the unsettled times following the planetary rebellion. The second presentation of the Trinity was made by Adam and Eve in the first and second gardens. These teachings had not been wholly obliterated even in the times of Machaventa Melchizedek about 35,000 years later, for the Trinity concept of the Sethites persisted in both Mesopotamia and Egypt, but more especially in India, where it was long perpetuated in Agni, the Vedic three-headed fire god. The third presentation of the Trinity was made by Machaventa Melchizedek, and this doctrine was symbolized by the three concentric circles which the sage of Salem wore on his breastplate. But Machaventa found it very difficult to teach the Palestinian Bedouins about the Universal Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. Most of his disciples thought that the Trinity consisted of the three Most Highs of Norlaciadec. A few conceived of the Trinity as the System Sovereign, the Constellation Father, and the local universe Creator Deity. Still fewer even remotely grasped the idea of the Paradise Association of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Through the activities of the Salem missionaries, the Melchizedek teachings of the Trinity gradually spread throughout much of Eurasia and northern Africa. It is often difficult to distinguish between the triads and the trinities in the later Andite and the post-Melchizedek ages, when both concepts to a certain extent intermingled and coalesced. Among the Hindus, the Trinitarian concept took root as being, intelligence, and joy. A later Indian conception was Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu. While the earlier Trinity portrayals were brought to India by the Sethite priests, the later ideas of the Trinity were imported by the Salem missionaries and were developed by the native intellects of India through a compounding of these doctrines with the evolutionary triad conceptions. The Buddhist faith developed two doctrines of a Trinitarian nature. The earlier was teacher, law, and brotherhood. That was the presentation made by Gautama Siddhartha. The later idea, developing among the northern branch of the followers of Buddha, embraced Supreme Lord, Holy Spirit, and Incarnate Savior. And these ideas of the Hindus and Buddhists were real Trinitarian postulates, that is, the idea of a threefold manifestation of a monotheistic God. A true Trinity conception is not just a grouping together of three separate gods. The Hebrews knew about the Trinity from the Kenite traditions of the days of Melchizedek, but their monotheistic zeal for the one God, Yahweh, so eclipsed all such teachings that by the time of Jesus' appearance, the Elohim doctrine had been practically eradicated from Jewish theology. The Hebrew mind could not reconcile the Trinitarian concept with the monotheistic belief in the one Lord, the God of Israel. The followers of the Islamic faith likewise failed to grasp the idea of the Trinity. It is always difficult for an emerging monotheism to tolerate Trinitarianism when confronted by polytheism. The Trinity idea takes best hold of those religions which have a firm monotheistic tradition coupled with doctrinal elasticity. The great monotheists, the Hebrews and Mohammedans, found it difficult to distinguish between worshipping three gods, polytheism, and Trinitarianism, the worshipping of one deity existing in a triune manifestation of divinity and personality. Jesus taught his apostles the truth regarding the persons of the Paradise Trinity, but they thought he spoke figuratively and symbolically. Having been nurtured in Hebraic monotheism, they found it difficult to entertain any belief that seemed to conflict with their dominating concept of Yahweh. And the early Christians inherited the Hebraic prejudice against the Trinity concept. The first Trinity of Christianity was proclaimed at Antioch and consisted of God, His Word, and His Wisdom. Paul knew of the Paradise Trinity of Father, Son, and Spirit, but he seldom preached about it and made mention thereof in only a few of his letters to the newly forming churches. Even then, as did his fellow apostles, Paul confused Jesus, the Creator Son of the local universe, with the second person of deity, the eternal Son of Paradise. The Christian concept of the Trinity, which began to gain recognition near the close of the first century after Christ, was comprised of the Universal Father, the Creator Son of Nebadon, and the Divine Minister of Salvington, Mother Spirit of the local universe and creative consort of the Creator Son. Not since the times of Jesus has the factual identity of the Paradise Trinity been known on Urantia, except by a few individuals to whom it was especially revealed, until its presentation in these revelatory disclosures. But though the Christian concept of the Trinity erred in fact, it was practically true with respect to spiritual relationships. Only in its philosophic implications and cosmological consequences did this concept suffer embarrassment. It has been difficult for many who are cosmic-minded to believe that the second person of deity, the second member of an infinite trinity, once dwelt on Urantia. And while in spirit this is true, in actuality it is not a fact. The Michael Creators fully embodied the divinity of the Eternal Son, but they are not the absolute personality.